So let's review. Today's daf continues the discussion of Tfilas Aderech that was mentioned at the end of the previous daf. Amar Abaye, La'olam Lishatef Inish Nafshei Bahadi Tzibur. Abaye teaches that one should always include others in his prayers by davening in a plural form rather than pray solely for himself in a singular form. As Rashi explains, Shemitoch Kach Tfilas Inishmas, for in this merit his prayer will be more readily accepted. Therefore he should say, Shetolichenu L'shalom, that you should lead us towards peace, rather than say you should lead me towards peace. Amos Matzli. The Gemara teaches that Tfilas Aderech should be said at some point from the beginning of travel until the distance of a parsa. Vehechi Matzli. And how should he say it? The Gemara then brings a machlokes as to whether one may say Tfilas Aderech even while he is actually traveling and in a sitting position, or he should stop for a moment and say Tfilas Aderech while standing in one place. Rav Chisda Amar Me'umid, standing in one place. Rav Sheshes Amar Afilu Mehalach, he may say it even while traveling. The Gemara now returns to discuss Hilchos Tefillah. In the Mishnah on Daf Chav Ches Lamed Beis, Rav Yeshua taught us two halachas. As Tosfos explains, in a situation where it is difficult to concentrate, such as while traveling, one need not pray the entire Shemoneh Esrei, only Me'ein Shemoneh Esrei, which the Gemara in the previous Daf explained as the abridged Shemoneh Esrei, the Tefillah of Havinenu. Rabbi Yeshua also said that in a dangerous situation, where it is even harder to concentrate, Mispal Tfilah Ketzara, he says a short prayer of one bracha. The Gemara now asks, "My ikka bein Havinenu leTfilah Ketzara? What is the difference between the Tfilah of Havinenu and the Tfilah Ketzara?" The Gemara lists three differences. In Havinenu, only the 13 middle brachas of Shemoneh Esrei are condensed into one bracha, but he still must say the full version of the first three and the last three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. Whereas in the Tfilah Ketzara, he says a single bracha only, and he does not say the first three and the last three brachas. When one says Havinenu, he need not daven again when he comes home, whereas one who said the Tefillah Ketzara must daven the full Shemoneh Esrei when he arrives home. Havinenu must be recited while standing still, whereas the Tefillah Ketzara may be recited even while walking and traveling. The Gemara continues, Tan Rabban, Hayiroichiv al Chamor v'giyat Tefillah. We learned in the Mishnah on Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis that one should not daven Shemoneh Esrei while riding on his donkey. He should first dismount and then pray. The Braisa modifies this halacha and states that if there is no one available to guard his donkey while he is davening, it is better for him not to dismount, for he will not be able to concentrate properly while worrying about his donkey. In such a case, one should rather pray while sitting on his donkey. The Gemara then discusses the direction one should face while davening Shemoneh Esrei. One who is in Chutz La'aretz should daven towards the direction of Eretz Yisrael. One who is in Eretz Yisrael should face Yerushalayim. And the one who is in Yerushalayim should face the Beis HaMikdash. The final piece of the Gemara before the next Mishnah discusses one who must go on an early morning trip and leave his house before the earliest Zman for Shema. The Tanakhama of the Braisa says that if he plans to travel by wagon or boat and will not be able to stand while traveling, he should say Shemoneh Esrei in his house before leaving on the trip so that he could stand while davening Shemoneh Esrei. Shimon Laza disagrees and says one should not daven before the Zman. Rather, he should set out on the trip, and when the Zman Kriya Shema arrives, he should say Shema and Shemoneh Esrei while sitting on the wagon or the boat. The Gemara explains that Reb Shimon ben Lazar holds that the benefit of Seimich Gul Tefillah, saying Shema with the Bracha Gol Yisrael close to Shemoneh Esrei, is more important than the benefit of davening Shemoneh Esrei while standing. The Gemara then presents a similar machlokes between Amiraim regarding this issue. The Mishnah on the bottom of the Amid brings a three-way machlokes regarding an individual davening Tefillas Musaf without a minyan. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, as understood by the Tanakhama, holds that Musaf may be daven only together with a tzibur, that is, with a minyan, but an individual should not daven Musaf privately. The Chacham hold that even a private individual davens Musaf. Rabbi Huda, in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, holds that in a city where there is a minyan for Musaf, everyone else in the city is exempt from Musaf, even those individuals who are home and did not come to shul. However, in a city where there is no tzibur davening musaf, one must daven musaf privately. The Gemara then brings opposing opinions and stories as to the final halacha on this matter. Some ruled in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda that an individual does not daven musaf at home if there is a tzibur davening musaf in the city, while others ruled in accordance with the Chacham that an individual must daven musaf in all cases. Some other halachas of tefillah mentioned at the end of the parak are, V'lazal Eimer, La'olam Yomer Adam Es Atzmoy, one who is not in a proper state of mind and cannot concentrate properly should not daven. When one is required to say Shemoneh Esrei over because he forgot to say something, he nevertheless must wait a short period of time between one tefillah and the next, to ensure that he will be davening the second tefillah in the proper frame of mind, one that shows that he is pleading with Hashem for mercy. And the last halach of this parak is, Amrav onen amrav, ta'av alay hiskesh al Rosh Chodesh. One who forgot to say Yal v'yavi during Ma'ariv and Rosh Chodesh, ein machzirin oisei, does not need to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei, lefi she'ein bezdin mikachin es ha'chodesh el v'yayim, because bezdin only sanctifies the new moon and declares Rosh Chodesh during the daytime and not at night. The Gemara concludes that this halach is true even if there are 2 days Rosh Chodesh, and one forgot Yal v'yavi during Ma'ariv on the second night. We now begin Perek Chamishi, Perek Ein Oimdim. The Mishnah begins, Ein Oimdim le'espal el mitoch kreved ha'reish. One must daven while in a serious frame of mind. The Gemara suggests several possible sources of this law and concludes, Rav Nachum Yitzchak said the source for this is from the following pasuk, Ivdu es Hashem b'yira v'gila b'rado. Serve Hashem with awe and rejoice with trepidation. The Mishnah continues, Chasidim ha-yishoyim ha-yishoyim sho'achas u'mispalon kadei she'ichav n'lib l'shamayim. The early Chasidim would spend an hour in contemplation to prepare for davening. During Shmoneh Esrei, Afel ha-melech shol b'shloim alei shebenu. Even if the king inquires about his welfare, he should not answer him. Afel ha-nochesh karach alei kevel lo yasek. And even if a snake is coiled around his foot, he should not interrupt his davening. The Gemara will explain the last three halachas in the upcoming davening.